Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog, Side Pig, Other Shit Monday podcast. A show that happens twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, where two to three old guys talk about old games. I'm your bearded host, Tyler, and today is another special episode where we're doing something a little different. We've done it once with Josh Nance.
Mm-hmm.
So now this week, we will be talking with the man of wolf fighting fame, Jacob York.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Are we calling this one the one where Jacob dies? Or?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. But my little anecdote will be about Jacob.
Okay.
When I was a freshman, Jacob was a junior. So you got your license 2 years before I did. And I got my first serious girlfriend my sophomore year. I was like, no, stop,
hold on.
You're telling it wrong.
By the way, I looked, I looked on my like memory cork board today on my way out. And this is lucky that Ian's barking because we can cut all this out. But I figured out what the actual date is that we became friends, September 17th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
September 17th, I guess 1998.
I said, would you like to be my friend? And you said yes.
Because
and since
that
then,
was,
we have been renewing our friendship every
because
year.
Because that was when we did. That was when we went to go see Fiddler on the Roof or Man of La Mancha or whatever that show
Fiddler.
Was. Yeah.
Yep.
It's on my board.
Nice.
That was when we became friends.
It's a pretty common, I think that's a pretty common bro bonding.
Yeah. Fiddler.
I remember.
You know.
When we went to go see this boring Broadway musical, and we would be friends forever.
It would become a tradition. Tradition.
Yeah.
But Jacob, you had your Mustang junior year, and of course, I didn't really have anywhere to go to fool around with my girlfriend at the time. So a lot of it tended to happen in the back of Jacob's car while he would drive us around. One of such instances, I remember him telling a story that was funny, is like, normally there was someone in the front seat with him for Jacob to at least talk to distract him from the sounds and the smells that were going on in the back seats.
Sounds like you got your boot stuck in mud.
How are you be doing that, Tyrone? There's nothing back there. But Jacob told me.
Just look at your face, Jacob. Like, we're already beyond the veil,
yeah,
man.
It's, I can't. Yeah. All right, I can't tweet
that. Hey, but I didn't say any bad words.
It's
really.
True. It's true.
We haven't said anything dirty.
It's basically, I like the idea that basically Tyrone's lovemaking is audibly similar to like the Foley artist behind Princess Bride, especially in the swamp scene. Got flame sounds, and quicksand.
But like you,
rodents of unusual size.
You were in the front seat, no one to talk to, so just her and I in the back seat. And you said what you could hear while you were driving was just.
Yeah.
And that was my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. Sorry, Pam. He had to do it somewhere.
My dad did not like Jacob for the longest time.
Not.
Really? Why?
Tyrone theorizes.
He hates Fiddler on the Roof.
Tyrone theorizes it's because that when was the first time he ever met me class night?
Yep.
Because the first time he met me was class night, and I had stayed up all night.
What's class night?
Class night is an event. I assume that it happens in more places besides just Marshall County High School, but it's in after graduation, instead of going out and partying all night, the school throws a big school-sanctioned party.
Yeah, yeah. So no one gets drunk.
Or project graduation. That was it. Project graduation.
That's what we called it.
That's why it is. And Tyrone was my guest. He was my invitee to project graduation. And then afterwards, I went and I took him. I dropped him off at his place.
Yeah.
And Randy saw me, and I had been up all night, and I was probably wearing a hoodie.
Did you catch him moonwalking?
You're just moonwalking up the driveway and happens to see what's up while Jacob is driving.
That's why he hated me, because he was like, someone knows my secret.
Exactly.
No, but I think it was just that my eyes were bloodshot, and I was like, hey.
You holding?
I can kind of grow a beard a little.
Dropping your boy off at 4.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
So yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. I think Randy likes me all right.
Everything's
now.
Good now.
Yeah.
And if we lived together for several years.
Yeah. Well, it's after you.
After my dad called you one time. Because my dad, I'm at work. My dad calls the house or calls our apartment.
Yeah.
You answer. Hey, Jacob, is Tyler there? No, he's at work. I'm not sure when he gets off. Hey, Jacob, do you know when I get off? When, Randy? Every time. Click.
I was like, I'm in. Randy likes me. God damn.
Your dad's a card.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe him.
So today we'll be generally interviewing Jacob York about his gaming tastes.
Dave, do you not have an intro story?
I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, The thing that I remember most about Jacob is the inordinate amount of fast food bags he would always have in his Mustang.
I was so fucking fat.
It was like,
God.
You're the first one to curse on this episode. Another thing, shake ass till we get a soundboard to do something like that.
But like, yeah. No, I love that. I want reggaeton air horn all the time. But no, I don't care about cursing. I just don't want fisting.
Say fucking, but don't talk about the fucking.
Don't talk specifically about the things that have something. Listen, everyone.
So don't do the show, is what you're saying.
No, you guys do whatever you want to. I just want to feel comfortable.
I understand.
I just want to feel comfortable. You want to share. Posting it on my Facebook and be like, hey, guys.
You get over that, though. You do it enough.
Yeah.
Because I share it now, and I'm not nearly as comfortable.
Right.
Everybody cries the first time. It's fine.
I just don't want it to be. I don't know. We don't have to get into this. Not on mic. I don't want to get on this on the show.
It got dark. No, I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't trying to make a. I wasn't making like a chub jab.
I know, but I was totally.
That was just one thing that I always. Whenever I catch a ride, I knew I got. Yeah,
into the back seat.
Just transfer all of it to the back.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm not saying that you ate McDonald's all the time.
But I fucking did.
But you sure as hell didn't ever clean your car out.
Yeah, no. And I also didn't clean my car out. And I also ate McDonald's all the time.
Because you'd go through Hardee's, get your food, and have a gaming magazine, park in the Hardee's parking lot, eat your food in the bag in the car while reading your gaming magazine.
Yeah.
And then just throw it in the passenger seat and go about
your day. I do that today with podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes when I'm at work and I don't feel like going home for lunch,
mm-hmm.
I'll go to Hardee's on Broadway and then order food, sit there and listen to a show while I eat and then drive back to work.
Yeah, And it's still a thing that I don't know. I want to eat in front of people because it keeps me accountable. That's not a joke. That's honestly how I feel.
The opposite of Josh, who cannot stand anybody look at him while he eats.
Yeah.
Jacob, any amusing anecdotes?
About my life?
About yourself or us or whatever.
Nah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I am. I'm very shy. I'm surprisingly shy.
You need to read
the
book Overcoming Shyness.
Is that a book?
It's an Earthbound. It's a quest in Earthbound.
Mm. What do you get for it?
Access to the next part of the dungeon. Yeah.
Okay.
There are some villagers who can't talk to you, and you need their help. So you have to get the book Overcoming Shyness, and they read it, and then they can then talk to you.
I see. I was hoping you were going to tell me the dungeon was named Shyness.
Trainsy.
Coming through real clear.
I know.
I don't know that I've ever heard Trainsy on an episode until right now.
There you go.
It sounds very clear right now. Wow.
Look, we just bask in the glory of Trainsy.
Kind of what it feels like. It's like showing respect.
Nana's dogs. I guess it's too cold for them. Yeah. They're not out right now.
Thank goodness. Okay. What? I don't even know what's really going to happen today.
We don't either. We don't really either.
Well, I've got a bunch of questions I'm going to ask you. Some of these I know the answer to. They're kind of leading questions to get you to open up and talk about gaming and your life. And just let the listeners kind of know a little bit more about you and who you are and what you bring to episodes that you're going to be on.
All right. Do we want to talk about what we've been playing? Or is that not a thing that we do?
We can do that.
We can do that if you want.
These episodes. I don't know. I just know it's a. I know it's a Monday morning episode, so I want people to
any other shit,
not feel like they're getting screwed over.
We haven't done it in a while, so my concern would be that I've got a really long list.
A 45-minute. Well, we should just do a separate 45-minute podcast of what you've been playing, and then get to. We can just release that on Tuesday. We.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it.
All right, because that's my thing. I've only been playing one thing.
All right.
Though, is my. I've been playing because I wanted
this
to talk about
you.
It.
So, what have you been playing?
State of Decay.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I've heard good things about it.
It is right in that sweet spot of. It feels like a game that was made for me. It's a zombie apocalypse action RPG sim. Because you are essentially, you end up starting off and by the time the game actually starts, you are holed up at this church and you need to gather food, medical supplies, fuel, construction equipment, and ammo. Those are the five things that you need to get. So you need to go find caches out in the community. So you go into abandoned houses or abandoned hospitals or abandoned veterinary clinics or whatever, and you scrounge stuff from the house. And you can also find stuff that you personally can use. Like, you can find painkillers, and you will personally use those painkillers, and you can find weapons and stuff like that. And in the time, you are also recruiting different people to come and join your group. And it's like, I love it. I love it.
How's it play?
I gotta be honest, the worst part about it is the gameplay.
Really?
Yeah, because there are, it's really hard to, and you can level up people as you go along, so, you know, you are able to level up your hand-to-hand fighting, your cardio, your wits, which I think lets you get better stuff, your shooting, and something else.
Is it, like, turn-based, or is it?
No, it's action, real-time stuff.
So how do you handle shooting and stuff? Is it like twin stick shooting style, or
it's honestly a little bit closer to, it's like Resident Evil, but you can move around.
Okay.
So yeah.
Oh, the tank kind of controls.
Yeah, kind of.
Ugh. Oof.
But I don't know. I love it. I love it.
You playing it on PSN?
No, Xbox.
Okay.
And I recommend it without hesitation for someone who likes a game like that. I'm having a great time with it. Although I think it's going to be similar to Skyrim in that I'm going to play it, and then one day I'm going to be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And never have an urge to want to pick it up ever again.
Yeah.
But I'm having a really good time with it right now.
Cool.
That, and I've played a little bit of Borderlands too. But you know what? I did not receive a single game for Christmas. Not a single game. That's really surprising.
Okay, no, I'm getting you tomorrow then.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
What game would you want to get me, Tyrone?
Super Hexagon.
What?
It's 30 cents. Fuck you. You got me a very thoughtful, fairly expensive gift. I'm going to buy you 30 cents Super Hexagon on Steam.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Or I'll buy you something your computer can't run.
Oh, shit. No, that's the other thing that I played. I did play Gone Home.
Nice.
I played Gone Home.
I really liked that game.
We have talked in theory about maybe trying to do a special episode on, if we don't, because I will say this is that, and I said this to you, Dave, and I think I said this to you too, Tyrone, is that it's, the experience is not quite long enough to necessitate an entire episode.
You know, I agreed with you at first, but I was thinking today,
yeah,
there's a whole, like, we can go on a whole, like, Duck Dynasty thing with it. Yeah, we can compare Gone Home to Duck Dynasty for like at least 2 hours. We can just sit and compare and contrast.
Yeah. I don't know.
We can just sit and draw comparisons between homosexuality and bestiality and just rile up the media. Yeah. Okay. I don't believe any of that, by the way.
No, I don't either, okay. But I'll sure as hell use it to raise some popularity in our podcast. I'm willing to sell out my values.
We'll get on that Rush Limbaugh wave.
Yeah, I'd love to see Tad Pog on Fox News, like as a Fox News.
Just Rush, I see Rush Limbaugh's radio show. These guys are just the worst.
No, I figured they'd have us the on best. There, right? So that we can
like
you know,
as a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like following Bill O'Reilly, following the O'Reilly Report. We've got Tad Pog,
right?
Tyler and Dave talk about old games and Jews,
and how young teenage girls could stay virgins by taking it in the pooper.
Good core Christian values.
Exactly.
But I will say that about Gone Home, I really enjoyed it. It did not affect me, I think, in the way that, Dave, you thought it might affect me, but it did affect me. It was like, and I really enjoyed the gradual sort of revelations in the story.
Yeah.
And I like the pace of it was kind of like just right. And because of the pace.
And the use of the surroundings from when certain parts of the story too.
Yeah. Yeah. And no spoilers, but it's definitely worth playing. I really enjoyed it. And I want to chip in $5 and I want us to play the Stanley Parable.
I want to play the Stanley Parable too.
Yeah. So. I've mentioned that to Nicole. She really wants to do that because she's already played through it several times.
Really?
It's really short from what I understand. Mm-hmm. She was saying that there's an achievement for beating it like in under 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Or I say beat it, but you know. Yeah. Solving that
experience
shit.
It beat that game tape
so. Exactly
so but that's what I've been playing.
Do you think, I know this is like the big popular question always at Gone Home, but do you think it's worth the price tag?
How much is it again? Because I played it on Tyrone's so had it on
worth
Steam.
The price tag for free. Yeah,
it's definitely good. Worth it.
$20
If it was 15, I would say yeah, but 20 is like that extra $5.
$20 is kind of
something
high.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, $15 for me. Like I spent $15 on New Vegas Ultimate Edition. That's what I expect out of $15.
Well, here I think that's insane. That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, I'm just crazy.
But you know, it's like that's kind of, I don't know. You're looking at like
$8 is what I said. $8. I think that's the perfect price for Gone Home. $8.
I think that I would absolutely pay it. I would pay $8 in a heartbeat for Gone Home. And I think for $20, but I think that it's I don't know.
It sucks because I feel like it's worth $20, but I'd rather give them $8.
I will say this. I was able, because I played it on Tyrone's computer for free, I played it with
you owe me $8.
I played it with a very open heart. And I was able to like really enjoy it and just like not have any reservations about enjoying it.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had played $20, I would have at the end felt like I'm owed something more.
I understand.
You know, I want like, is there like infinite battle mode where Katie has a sword, you know? Because I don't know.
You take down the patriarchy.
Yeah. $20 is just kind of, it's a little bit much. Mm. It's a little bit much. But it's still, I mean, it's still great. And if for some reason.
I got it as a gift. Thank you, Drew Rowland. Because I was able to do the same exact thing. Where it's like, oh, thank God I didn't buy this so I can actually like play it and not worry about, did I waste $20? You know what I mean?
Because there's no, it's great. It's very enjoyable. But I don't know that I would enjoy paying $20 for it. That's how I feel about it in the end. How much is Stanley Parable?
It hasn't been discounted yet. It hasn't hit a daily deal or a flash deal yet. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I don't know. If you play through it 5 or 6 times.
Let's just go over to Nicole's right now.
All right.
That's all you can do. It's true.
Put the mics up.
All right, Jacob. 20 minutes in, I got some questions for you.
All right.
All right. I'll start off the same way I started with Josh Nance. Do you consider yourself a gamer?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore? What changed?
I don't have time, and I don't have. It's a buddy of mine texted me the other day and said, "Hey, I got an Xbox One," and I don't know. Like even 5 years ago, I would have thought, oh, that's awesome. And now all I'm thinking is, man, that thing is just going to be sitting on your shelf for like another year and nothing cool is going to be happening to it. You know, it's like, I just, I don't have the finances to keep up with it, nor do I have the time to keep up with it. And especially like the definition that Josh gave was just like, if the amount of time that Josh needs you to play in order to be a gamer is what is actually a gamer, I have not been a gamer for a very long time.
Since you had Populous on SNES back in the day.
Jeez. Because it's just...
So then what is your definition of what a gamer is?
Well, here's... I don't know. I think that my definition of a gamer would maybe I am a gamer insofar as my definition of it, because the way that I look at it, it's that it's someone who enjoys video games outside of the norm, insofar as like you can go to a movie and not be a movie buff if you are going to go see Avengers and Twilight and whatever. But I know that sounded
too. That's 47 Ronin.
That sounded so dismissive.
Avengers or Twilight?
I don't know.
Both of which I saw, so I'm.
I did. I've seen them both. God help me. But like, you know, at a certain point, I feel like you're sort of getting into like you're more of a movie fan if you are going to see stuff that is a little bit out of the ordinary. And I think that, you know, there's a big difference between the person who wants to play Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, which there's nothing wrong with those games. But then the difference between the person who wants to play that and who wants to play even Fallout. Even Fallout.
Beyond a matter of taste? Or, like, how do you mean?
What do you...
What's the difference?
I think that there's a
someone who doesn't just stick to the flagship games of a genre.
Yeah, a depth of playing that someone wants an experience more than just the same experience over and over again, which there are the people who buy the new Call of Duty every year, or the new Battlefield, or the new Madden. Like, I would not consider those people gamers. But
if,
I think
if that's exclusively what they're doing,
yeah,
or,
yeah, you know, if that's their, you know, because you know,
what about MMO people?
Oh God, MMO I don't people. Know.
those people.
I don't know, because I barely consider MMOs games. Like, I can't. I have, and I played World of Warcraft until I got my mount, and then when I got my mount, I was like, all right, I beat the game. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore, and I haven't had any inclination to want to go back to an MMO again. I don't know.
When you got your mount in WoW, did you play fanfare music? Like, did you like create an elaborate ceremony where it's like,
no,
I beat World of Warcraft?
No.
And then just turned it off.
I had someone look up everyone that worked on WoW and read their names for false credits. Lead designer. No, I don't. Oh God, that's a hard question for me, because, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think much of MMOs as games, which is why every time, like, either one of y'all, every time one of y'all says that you want to start playing an MMO, I'm like, no, don't. It's going to swallow your life.
I'm playing Final Fantasy 14 right yeah. now. Kinda.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare I'll actually get on.
Well, and because the only sort of touchstone I have is when you guys were all playing 11 and Final Fantasy 11. Especially you, Tyrone. Like, mm-hmm. It swallowed yeah. your
it nearly life. It nearly ruined me as a gamer, really. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you can...
BioShock was my methadone clinic.
Yeah, man.
It got me out of it.
Oh, yeah, man. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I am a gamer. I don't know if I'm not a gamer. I know I'm a person who enjoys video games, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if I'm a...
You can appreciate them as an art form?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that there's something to be said for, you know, it's like how, I don't know, my dad was growing up and people were like, rock and roll's not music. You know, I think that that's kind of the same way that video games are with the generation before us. I think that there are some people who see what they can be and what they are. But I think that by the time we get around to, or even probably a better example is that I had a buddy of mine who said at one point, I don't understand people who say that they don't think of rap music as music. because there is a subset of people who are like, wow, that fucking rap's just yelling over beats. just yelling over beats. But, you know, it's anyone who is of a certain age knows that rap is music, period, end of story.
Yeah.
And I feel like anyone that is of a certain age knows that video games are art.
Well, rap is something you do.
Hip hop is something you live.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just some KRS. But yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I love the, oh gosh, I want to talk about illusion of choice. I want to talk about agency, but we should save that if we decide to do Stanley Parable or Gone Home or anything like that. What especially after just talking for two straight episodes about Walking Dead.
Yeah, you said illusion of choice. I'm sure my face just like turned gray. And like a cold breeze came out.
It was an anime face moment where four lines appear over your forehead and your face turns blue.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first like console and game that got to you, that you were invested in and... what turned you?
You know, I loved my NES, but it's probably the SNES because Super Mario World is the first... Super Mario Brothers 3 is the first game that I bought with my own money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it because of the wizard?
No, I think it was just...
We need to Mystery Science Theater stream.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be good. I can't, man, when that first came out and they showed Super Mario Brothers 3, I remember being a kid and I remember losing my mind.
Yeah.
I remember losing my mind when I saw the raccoon suit.
Yeah.
I mean, forget about it.
I did want it anyway, but I think it was just because I was just a fan of Mario at that age. But Super Mario World is the first game that I beat. And the first game that I beat to completion and like went through, didn't just beat Bowser, went through all the special stuff. And I think that was kind of it for me. And especially SNES with NCAA basketball that I just played to no end. And, you know, the even like Maximum Carnage, that's when it became... oh, this is something that I do.
Yeah.
I play video games. This is a thing that I do. So yeah, SNES, definitely.
I guess you're the closest thing we have to a sports games guy.
I am, I think. I mean,
basketball games pretty much, but...
Well, yeah, and I will play, and I don't play Madden, but I played a lot of Blitz. I played a lot of Blitz and Blitz the League. And I also play wrestling games, are...
That's sports entertainment.
It's somewhere between a sports game and a fighting game,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the controls.
And a role-playing game, depending on which one you're playing.
Yes, yes. The best ones are like role-playing games. The best way to play them are as sim games and thinking to yourself, okay, it's what I would do, you know, with my G.I. Joes and my... Marvel characters, because I would have a wrestling ring and it's like, all right, Spider-Man's the champion up next, where he's coming against Roadblock, you know? So so I would be able to do stuff like that, especially with No Mercy. Gosh, I love No Mercy.
I want to do that one day. When leave us in the same time as you are, that's when I want to do No Mercy special episode.
We were in Kentucky for one day because she had to leave, I think, the day after I got into town. I would love it. I would love it.
I think because we were friends starting September 17th, 1998. But I think our bonding experience gaming-wise was when I loaned you Suikoden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I loaned you just hoping you would get into it, just hoping you would like it. And you blasted through all expectations and how much you enjoyed Suikoden.
I loved it.
So since then, it has been like code for us talking about Suikoden.
Yeah.
Because we often... have played Who Are Your 108 Stars? Because in Suikoden, you recruit... there are 108 people you can recruit in any Suikoden game.
Mm. Well, 107.
107 plus what? Plus the hero?
Plus the hero.
So 108 stars. So then we'll often talk about, okay, who... we try to make a list several times.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are your 108 stars? People that... not just people like you're friends with, but who give your life direction.
Yeah.
So... one day we'll do that. When we're 80 and we don't, like, okay, we're dumb people.
These are all of the friends we've ever had.
Isn't that what Facebook is, pretty much?
Yeah, but there's way too much. There's way too many people.
Well, see, that's how Nicole runs her Facebook. She has 95 friends. If anybody friends her, she has to consider, do I want to bump anybody else?
Really?
So she is strictly 95.
Nicole, and no I think more. You should change it to 107. Yep. 108 being yourself, of yep. course. So you have 107
that would be,
friends.
That would be amazing.
I agree, Nicole. You should do that. That's how fun. Because
95 seems arbitrary enough. You might as well make it 107.
Yeah. Right? And Josh will love it.
Yeah.
It's true. It'll make your marriage stronger.
Mm-hmm. Josh Fort, Nicole.
You got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah, that and Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yep. Because I spent all night long leveling up for you so you could just breeze through that game.
And I did. I did, because I hate grinding. I hate grinding so much, which is probably why I don't like MMOs.
Yeah. Because
it feels like MMOs are just grinding.
Well, that yeah, it is.
It's just
that's it.
Tricking me into
grinding with the nuisance fight. Of other people.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jacob, do you have any siblings?
Nope. I am an only child.
Do you feel like that factored into what kind of games that you played? Did you stray away from fighters or things like that because of that?
I didn't necessarily stray away from fighters because of that, but I absolutely think there are people out there who say that, oh, well, multiplayer is the future. And I'm like, no, I only want single player experiences. Because that's what I grew up on. I wanted a single directed experience. I didn't want a game that I needed to rely on someone else to play. I want a game just for me. So that you can tell me a story. I haven't, and even when I played WoW, I played it as a single player game. I played it. That's something that appeals to me so much about like Skyrim and Oblivion, and that it feels like an MMO. It has a lot of the trappings of an MMO, but without other people.
Pick up knickknacks and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that probably the only time that I've really enjoyed a multiplayer game, because I'm giving this short shrift, I did play one other MMO. I played City of Heroes. Played City of Heroes with Leva a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was playing with her, it was fun. I had a really good time. But other than that.
And J-Bot. You enjoyed J-Bot.
God, J-Bot, if you were out there somewhere, you were my favorite. I'm tearing up right now. You were my favorite person that I ever met in any online game ever. This guy was so committed to his character.
Mm-hmm.
Was so committed to his character that he was a robot whose name was J-Bot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that he typed was in character. And the one, because I was playing as River. And so I'm telling jokes. I'm cracking jokes. Ha, 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 ha. I'm being silly. And one time, I made him type parentheses. Ha, ha, ha. That was funny. In parentheses. I was like, J-Bot, my guy.
What do you do for a living, Jacob?
I'm an actor.
Have you always wanted to be an actor?
I have wanted to be an actor since first grade. Yeah. I was in Miss Susie, my first grade teacher, cast me as the lead for some reason. I don't know why. In the first grade play. And I learned all of my lines. And I learned everyone else's lines. And my mom said that she remembers me mouthing lines to kids who had forgotten them. And I don't know, it was a big deal. The principal came and after the show, I came up to mom and dad and was like, Mom, Dad, I want to be an actor. And they were like, oh, how sweet. And then,
don't you do that.
And then I got to high school and I was like taking drama classes. And they were like, wait, is it,
we're going to support you for the rest of our lives. Yeah.
So, but yes, but now I am I'm a full-time 100% professional actor. That's what I do. I've been supporting myself for a while now.
Is Miss Susie one of your 108 stars?
Did she direct your life in a certain way?
Yeah, she did. I was talking about this today with Mom. We have that much to thank her for.
All right, 106 to go.
God, all right. But yeah, Miss Susie.
I think for anybody else out there, like, maybe I should make my 108 stars list. Family, you don't have to include family. I feel like family is part of your star. So you don't have to write out your mom and your dad and stuff like that. They're included in your star. It's fine. That's
teachers,
part of
though.
Teachers, though, yeah, those could. Your friends, teachers, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
How about extended family?
Like a cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Like a particularly influential cousin. Right. Like not just one you touched wieners with, but like one who like really directed your life. Yeah. Unless touching wieners really changed your life back.
I think that it would.
As soon as your wieners smushed together, you were like, this is the thing.
But does that make him a star or does that make him a villain?
Well, see, I think someone, an adversary could also be a star.
Yeah, no, it's
like that girlfriend I was talking about earlier. Like, we are not on good terms. We do not speak.
but she's a star.
She's one of the, she's one of the stars.
She lives in the castle.
She's a part I never go to.
I hate it, but she definitely lives in the castle. She's in the basement somewhere.
But you mentioned your parents. Mm-hmm. What do your parents do?
My mother is a retired nurse, and my father is an accountant, and has is working in the in county government. He works in, he works in county government.
Okay.
I don't want this to affect him in any way.
That's fair.
But yeah, and it's I grew up with them. Mom worked at the health department, and Dad primarily worked at, like, he worked at Mattel for a long time whenever I was young, as the, and he always said that when he went into county government, he was like, oh gosh, I mean, the amount of money I was dealing with at Mattel is so much bigger than what I'm having to deal with.
Sure.
On this county level. So it's a breeze. It's nothing. So.
So I know your parents got divorced when you were pretty young.
They got a divorce the summer between middle school and high school, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did that play sort of a difference? And, like, just bring it back to gaming again. Did you have, like, one system at one parent's house, one gaming system at another? Did they?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Did you game with either one of them as, like, them trying to do, like, a bonding experience? Or?
No, not really. I don't know. Dad and I used to play some games together, mostly, like, basketball games, mostly NCAA games. But NCAA basketball particularly, which I would like to get him on for a special episode, because I think it'd just be really funny. But it would just be a 15-minute episode of him talking about Hewlett, who is the one player on Kentucky that you need to know, because he... Never mind. Yeah. Cut this out. Tyrone, edit this out.
Because I do that when people say that.
Mm-hmm. So much editing. But yeah, I had a Genesis at Mom's house. And I had the SNES at Dad's house.
Mm. Did you have Jurassic Park for the Genesis?
I did not. I didn't have a lot of games for the Genesis.
You wasted that system.
I had an NHL game.
You could have been the Raptor, Jacob.
You could play as a Raptor, you realize.
Genesis was great for playing villains, because I loved being able to play as Magneto in the X-Men game.
Right.
So, but yeah, I had that and Sonic and, yeah, not
standard
that many.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Who was your first kiss? Jacob York. I know the answer to this question, so I'm just waiting for you to remember.
I know.
She's a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's weird, because I was trying to... I was like, this feels like a weird gotcha. But no, it's... her name is Chrishell Staus. I knew her as Tarina. She was on All My Children. And there was a period of time, because she's... physically, like, super out of my league. But there was a period of time.
No such thing as leagues.
No, there's... Oh, my gosh.
But mentally, far below him. It was almost a crime.
But there was a period of time where I would, no joke, be in line at the grocery store and would pick up, like, a Soap Opera Digest and flip through it until I found a picture of her. And I would look at the person behind me. If the person behind me was, like, a middle-aged guy, I'd be like, hey, see her? That was my first kiss. And they would always be like, good job. You can't see me, listener, but I nodded.
And then they'd switch lanes?
No, they were into
guy
it.
Guy in the grocery store, pointing his liberty, my first kiss.
Yeah, because she's really pretty. She's really pretty. But yeah, and it was...
Well, we'll put her in the show notes.
Yeah, she was in...
I've seen a lot of YouTube dedication videos to her, and it's really weird. Like, I went to high school with this girl, and there are a lot of YouTube dedications.
And she was in... And here's the funny thing, is that we did Barefoot in the Park, I guess, my sophomore year. My sophomore, she was a junior. And we were supposed to kiss in Barefoot in the Park, because there's even a line where she says, you know, for a lawyer, you're some good kisser, or something like that. She wouldn't kiss me. She wouldn't kiss me on stage. So we had to do this bizarre, like, hug over the head thing that was supposed to replicate a kiss.
Did she modify the line?
No, same exact
for a lawyer,
line.
You're a good
head hugger.
You really hold my head.
It was humiliating. And so the fact that she actually kissed me later on in life, it was like, man, why didn't you just do that the first time? So
she didn't want it to be like that. She wanted the first kiss to be real, Jacob.
And I went a while back, I don't know, several years ago, I went to New York and hung out with her. And I even said something about, like, oh yeah, you know, blah, 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 since you were my first kiss. She had completely forgotten about it. And I was like, that was like a chapter in my life.
Meanwhile,
not even a footnote in yours.
You're in a grocery store reporting to it in a magazine.
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah, that's not very, I'm actually offended by that.
She's all right. She's a nice girl, though. She doesn't follow me on Twitter, but so fuck her.
Where could she do that if she wanted to?
At Jake Hobster. That's me.
Okay. I'll follow you. I'll start following you then.
Yeah. If you would like to like me, I'm going to save all this for the end.
All right. Let's broad question.
Broad question.
And I'll edit out your deliberation time.
About broads.
About broads.
Wink.
Just Tadpog just talking about broads.
And dames.
Broads and dames. They're on Tadpog Monday.
Mm-hmm. Tyler and Dave talk about dames. Tadpod.
Old dames.
Top 5 games of all time.
Okay. Can I just say series?
Yeah.
Okay. Any particular order? Do I have to put them in a... Okay.
No particular order.
I know that number one is Bioshock 1. I know that number one is Bioshock. I've never, if there's always that question of, if you could have something erased from your mind and experience it again for the first time, what would it be? And I generally, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to play Bioshock again and not know anything about it. The Civilization series is up there, because it's, I started playing it at the very first Civilization. I played Colonization. I've played at some level every iteration.
Which is your favorite?
I think that the one that I spent the most time on, so therefore my favorite, is probably Civ 2.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time on Civ 2.
Yeah, I think Civ 2 is the right answer.
And I like Civ 4 a lot. That's the one that made me like buy like a graphics card for my computer.
Yeah.
But even still, like, I really couldn't play it. I can only play it now, you know, like 7 years after the fact. But yeah, I love the Civilization games. Gosh, you know, I think No Mercy has to be on there for the amount of time for No Mercy / WrestleMania 2000 / WCW NWO Revenge. Like those AKI THQ games, those wrestling games, I've poured so many hours into them. So many hours. Like, and if they could make a game like that, I would buy it in a heartbeat. I would buy it in a heartbeat. Because I played WWE 13 and just wasn't a big fan of it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine, but, you know, it just didn't galvanize my brain the way that those games did. You know, I think probably this Weekend in Series has to be on there. Because especially I loved 1 and 2, but my gosh, I loved 3 so much. And it feels like a weird, because everyone loves 1 or 2. I feel like everyone loves 1 or 2. 3 is a little bit of a bastard child. I never ended up finishing 4 or 5, but oh my gosh, I love 3 so much.
We played through 3 together. Yeah. I remember that very, very well.
Oh my gosh. Then one more.
Street Hoops.
God, that might be it. That's a really good one. I loved, because you know what it is? Fallout 3.
Okay.
I loved Fallout 3. And when I first started playing it, it was like, it just blew my mind open. And I loved it in a way that is impossible for me to love the Elder Scrolls games. I just can't love the Elder Scrolls games the way that I can love Fallout, because I love Fallout so much. And as I will say, as an extra, management games, just management games.
You're the one genre person I know who really gets into Football Manager, Wrestling Manager.
Yeah, because I don't know enough about football, but there's the Draft Day Sports College Basketball, I think it's called. I think that there's like a group called like Wolverine Games that releases it. Put them in the show notes. They'll appreciate this. And Total Extreme Wrestling.
I remember you playing that on my computer. Like, dude, I'd be in bed and I could wake up at any point in the night and you'd just be, I'd see that weird black background and you just clicked around. It's like, oh, fuck, this guy's got a...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love the Total Extreme Wrestling series. And it's even now, it's sort of gotten to a point where it's a little bit, it's like so in-depth that I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't, it's way too much to, it would be like trying to step into Madden right now and play on expert and have, and be expected to be good at it, is sort of what it feels like. But I don't know. And I get to a point where, in the same way that I get to with, in the same way that I get with what I'm going to do with State of Decay, what I do with Skyrim, insofar as I play it obsessively and then one day just stop. But I always come back to it. So that has to have an honorable mention somewhere.
You've got an impressively diverse top five. Like Josh's is pretty much singularly JRPGs.
Yeah.
Like you've got, you're all over the map.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good. That's a good, well-rounded.
Well, that's what it means to be a gamer.
Which you're not.
Josh. Yeah, I don't know. I just like, and I, you know, and I like an experience. I like a directed experience. There are a lot of things, too, though, that I didn't mention. Like Fable 2, I think, is a really good example of a game that I just absolutely loved, you know, but it won't end up on this list. But just because I like any game that can make me feel how the designers wanted me to feel. That moment in The Last of Us, that Dave knows what I'm talking about, that moment, and anyone who's played The Last of Us probably knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you don't know, message me on on Facebook, not on my actual page, not on my, but on my, on
go
my
to your actor page.
Go to my
say,
actor
what's
page.
About what you're talking about in Last of Us?
And I'll message you back, I promise. But, you know, it's any moment where I feel... And the end of Fable 2, and Fable 2 has been out for a long time, so I don't feel bad about spoiling it, but spoilers for Fable 2, skip forward like 15 seconds if you don't want to hear, but like when your dog dies and you're given the decision between who do you save, what do you do?
Right.
Do you bring back your dog and your family? Do you get a whole bunch of money, or do you bring back all of the people that had to die in the construction of this tower? And I made the decision to bring back all the people that died in the construction of the tower, and I knew I made the right decision, but it was an empty decision.
Yeah.
That moment where you know that you are feeling, gosh, this is what it would feel like to have to make a decision
a
of
sacrifice.
This enormity. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And you can feel that way in basketball games too, because I was losing my mind at Jason Kidd whenever I played on the Dallas Mavericks because he wouldn't pass it to me. Just give me the ball, Jason. I'm open. I'm going to hit this three-pointer. Just give me the ball, Jason.
Jason. So. Jason.
Jason. Heavy Rain. That's another one. I haven't even finished Heavy Rain, but I know I love it. So I don't know. Those are, that's my top five.
Well, what's your favorite book?
A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving. It had a huge impact on my life and the way that I view friendship and the way that I view religion, the way that I view Christianity, the way that I review, the way that I think of sacrifice. Yeah, yeah. Love A Prayer for Owen Meany. I was actually thinking about going into this. I was thinking, are they going to ask me what I've been playing? Because I haven't been playing a lot, but I've been reading a lot of things. So...
What have you been reading?
I Wear the Black Hat by Chuck Klosterman. The Art of War by Stephen Pressman. Inside the Squared Circle, Life, Death, and Professional Wrestling by David Shoemaker. And gosh, what's the... The Sports Gene. Inside Extreme Athletic Performance by David Epstein. And Macbeth.
How is Extreme
by William
spelled?
E-X-T-R-E-M-E. Okay. Not... Okay. It doesn't begin with an X.
All right. Because if that's the case, I'm going to go ahead and say that's not a book.
That's not a book. That's an ad for
our vault.
Granny's Quartz.
You could read it on the bottom of my skateboard.
It's probably a gimme for a lot of listeners, but your favorite comic book character?
Magneto. It's got to be Magneto, but a close second is Scud the Disposable Assassin. And if we were to, and I advise everyone out there to go... Spend the money, go pick up Scud the Disposable Assassin, the whole shebang. It is 100% worth your time. And if I were to ever get a tattoo, there are two things, both of which have been mentioned today, that I would consider. One is the Scud Heartbreaker logo, and one is the Soul Eater from So We Get In One. Those are the two things.
Good tattoos.
I can second that.
Yeah.
For Scud. That's great. I think Although I'm glad you bring up tattoos because I had something planned for later. I was hoping we could all go and get BioShock tattoos together. We all choose our favorite power design. I'm sorry, I can't remember what they were called in Infinite.
Vigor.
Thank you. We each get our favorite Vigor design and have them tattooed as tramp stamps.
is this going to be your Christmas gift to me?
No, because tattoos are expensive.
I've thought before, I've wanted to see how much, like, just price, like, a little scud tattoo, see how much that would be. I don't think it would be that much. It's just black and white.
Yeah, especially black and white, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have any tattoos.
So we're all in, right?
All right, yeah, absolutely. You better believe I'll be getting a old man winter on the small of my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy Burial at Sea. What I played of Burial at Sea.
Okay.
Because Ashley Shake recently gave me a lot of shit because he listened to our BioShock episode and was like, when you talk about, like, what's your favorite vigor? Like, Dave and Jacob had really interesting, like, answers and they very interesting vigors. What about you, Tyrone? Shock jockey. Okay.
You didn't sound that bad.
Yeah, I don't think
that. Shock jockey.
I like the electricities.
What's the one with the thing in it? Shoot the bullets.
Oh, no, that's a gun.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that one. All right, Jacob, what do you... Let's continue the pattern. D&D, what is your class and alignment?
Oh, gosh, I kind of want you to tell me that.
He will, don't worry. You go first. Yep,
you say what you think you are, and then we'll tell you what you actually are.
I've bounced back and forth. I no longer think that I am lawful. For a long time, I was more lawful than I was good. And I'm still the kind of guy who, if you dick me over, I remember it forever. But I don't know. At this point, I've gone too far. And it all leads back to, like, Breaking Bad. Because I was a Walt fan up until the end. So, but yeah, so I think I am neutral good. And I think that I am probably, you know, I'm going to say it. I think I'm a paladin. I think I'm a paladin bard. I think I'm a multi-class paladin bard. I think I've got a reasonably high charisma. And I think I like the idea of that adding to my saves. So, yeah, I think, cause I don't think that in many respects, I'm not that bardish in real life. The only thing that makes me bardish is that I have a job in the arts. That's the only thing that makes me a bard. But I don't know. And I don't view life that way a lot of times. So I don't know, but that would be my guess if I were to go for it.
Okay. Dave, opinion?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with pretty much all of that. I'm just confused how you're a neutral paladin. My lawful neutral tendency tells me to just kick you off the show. I don't know.
Jesus house ruled that.
Neutral good. Neutral good, surely. Sure. That's good enough, right? You guys, it's like how I played as a neutral good.
You're missing an axis, my friend.
I played as a neutral good monk for a really long time, surely.
No, I think you're neutral good. I don't see Paladin, although sure. I think you're a really nice guy.
What class do you
I can't
class
imagine
you,
you know, calling down God's fury to smite a pickpocket. You know, I don't think you would do that. I think you would choose to go a much subtler way.
Yeah.
Like maybe showing them a magazine with the girl you first kissed. Just to distract them long enough for the police to arrest them.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, when my car was stolen, I did go out I went into like bad areas of Atlanta, looking for my car.
But that was your car.
It was my car.
Now, if it was
if it was someone else's car, I wouldn't have done that.
Right. You're definitely a paladin in that case, I think.
Just going out hunting for cars. Tyrone?
I believe you were lawful good.
Okay.
I know how you are very driven to, you have a lot of desire to sculpt your body. You enjoy lifting, exercise.
Man, this got weird.
You want... Well, he's very... yeah, you're very into sculpting.
Just got a great physique on this guy.
I know how much it means, like, you always want to get jacked, you want to lift, you take pride in your personal strength.
But I don't. He does.
He totally does. So I think you have, like, a level in monk.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think you have Loveland, and then I think the rest is Bard.
Yeah.
I think you're a lawful good monk Bard. And Bard in that, yes, you have a job in the arts, but also you like performing in everyday life. You like telling stories.
Yeah, you tell stories well.
Talking with people.
Raconteur.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your favorite color?
Orange.
I'd expect that.
Yeah. I don't know. I like orange and blue. Oh my gosh, I got some kicks for Christmas that I love so much. I love them so much. They're in my car. I want to show them to you.
Kid test the mom approved.
I mean, not X.
Oh, damn.
I want to. I got some kicks. Orange kicks. All right, yeah.
I got some kicks, you guys.
Just start eating it. I just want to show you guys.
Let's share.
I like that foley, by the way.
One big bowl.
I'm glad we brought up cereal because you eat your cereal in an unconventional way, Jacob.
It's not that unconventional. I do milk first. I just do milk first, and then I pour in the cereal.
Bit by bit, just a spell. It takes you like 20 minutes to eat a bowl of cereal.
I like to.
It's like the Olive Garden, right? It's just never ending.
Never ending bowl, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do milk first.
I like to think when you say eats milk or eats cereal in an unconventional fashion, I like to think you've got like 18 ramekins of milk that you set up individually beforehand. And then
when I get done with these ramekins,
you just take a spoonful of cereal, you just dip it in a ramekin, take a bite.
I saw a bowl in like William Sonoma or something when I was Christmas shopping that was like had a divider in the middle, and it's you put your cereal in one section, your milk in the other, and your cereal never gets soggy. I kind of want my cereal to be soggy, so fuck that.
I understand.
Fuck that bowl, man. I'm really upset about it.
Upset about that bowl, dog. Console wars. I know you're not super into
stupid.
It.
They're stupid.
They're stupid. You have no sides.
Whoever puts out the best games, that's what I want. I love the idea. I can't wait for the Steam Box. I can't wait for the Steam Box so that I don't have to worry about console exclusivity. I think it's stupid. I think it's bad for everyone involved. I think a video game console should be like a DVD player, where everyone has the same specs, you release the same fucking thing, and then you're just able to get whatever DVD player suits you.
Communist.
Yeah.
Fucking communist.
I love it. No, that's capitalism.
Capitalism.
That's capitalism so at its
one
finest.
One person should win, and that just be it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Ayn Rand, baby. BioShock taught me a lot.
Why do you play games?
Because they're fun. That's an easy answer, but it's kind of the true one is that if...
Because they're fun, you sniveling bitch.
If they stopped being fun, I would stop playing them. If I ever got to a point in my life where, you know, I just did not give a shit about games, I would stop playing games. But yeah, they're fun, and they're, I don't know, they're a burgeoning art form, and right now they make me feel something that television movies can't make me feel. You know, they give me the illusion of agency. But if I were to be able to, for a reasonable price, be able to experience stuff like, you know, Sleep No More or immersive theater, where I felt like I was actually having an impact over the story, like, then I would just be doing that instead of playing video games. You know, I want something that I can be an active participant in and not just a passive observer of. And even if you trick me into feeling like I'm an active participant in it, then I'm okay with that.
I was hoping you were going to say it's your anti-drug.
No, not this time.
How do you think Tadpog could be better, Jacob?
His face
screwed up in such a way.
No, I don't know. I don't know. That's a bad question for me. Because I think that I'm very happy that Tadpog is exactly what you guys want it to be. I'm very happy about that. Because it's not my show. I want as many people as possible to experience it. I like, because I think that you guys have a really great specific viewpoint. And I want a lot of people to be able to experience that. And I worry sometimes that it's insular.
Don't talk about buttholes.
No, you guys can talk about buttholes.
Yeah, because everyone has a butthole.
Everybody has a butthole.
Unless you don't, in which case
we're very sorry
because it's not my favorite body part, but it's certainly
it's up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. And I know that I get a lot of shit for being the guy who wants it to be clean. I don't want it to be clean, as evidenced by me saying shit. But I do want it to be a little bit more, I don't know. I don't want it to feel like an inside joke. I don't want it to feel like exclusively an inside joke. And I also don't, which I actually feel like, you know, with other Shit Mondays and stuff like that, you guys are actually branching out in a really nice way. So I don't know. I'm really happy with it. And the only other thing, like I said to you the other day, is that I don't, as a listener, and this is just as a listener, is whenever you guys feel like you maybe didn't enjoy the game, or if you feel like you are going to have a bad show, you guys have a bad show. Because you feel like you are going to have a bad show, so you have a bad show. That's the only thing that I can think of.
So more positivity.
Not even more positivity, but just like...
I can't get being, more positive, Jacob. Being I'm a glowing nimbus.
Being open to the idea of you know, it's all right. Well, maybe we had a... But I haven't listened to the King Griffey one yet.
It's good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No, I'm serious. Tyler's laughing. No, I'm serious.
I'm excited to listen to it because it seemed like you guys... That was a sports one that you guys were really excited about playing. So but it seems like
yep, we were.
Oh no. But it seems like, you know, it seems like a lot of sports ones are just like, I don't know. But we, I don't know. It's especially good if you bring in ringers to have just to have fun with.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's it. That's it.
Okay. Like what, anything you want to know about, Jake?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I've got a question.
Yeah. Where do you get off?
That's what I was expecting. No. Listen, fucker.
We put a lot into this, okay? I'll have you know. You can't just like show up out of the fucking blue and talk shit.
Knock on the door once, come in. My dog is barking at you.
No, I have a serious question for you. Did you hear the episode where Brandon specifically had a message for you?
Yes.
Do you have a response to that? Like, how did you react when you heard that? And do you have, is your opportunity to respond to Brandon.
I laughed. Tyrone said that I was going to be driving down the road going, but no, yeah. I laughed.
Because the next day you kind of sent me a vague text about being worried upset.
You were mad at us.
And then I was
worried you were mad at us.
No, not at all. And I even
texted. Tyler sent me a text and I was like, damn it.
No, not at all. No. And I texted Brandon afterwards to tell him about how I went back to listen to the intro, because you're right. It's all I can hear. Tyler and Dave play old games. That's all I can hear now. No, I wasn't mad at all.
Do you have a response? Would you like to retort?
I don't really have a response.
Okay.
But we're like an hour and 7 minutes into this. Mm-hmm. According to this time clock, and so Brandon won't be listening at this point anyway.
No,
he'll be done. He'll have never heard it. So
you can now say publicly what you said about Brandon back in the day, which was it's a good thing that his ears are so big; otherwise, he'd be so pretty his head would just explode.
And also, the only other thing that God, I remember when Brandon was an actor, Jonas Brandon, and he. Said in all sincerity one time, I don't even remember what it was about, but he said in all sincerity, you know, man, you just got to hone the craft.
Dave is doing everything he can to keep it in.
It was before we recorded, actually. I mentioned to him, I was like, are you going to say anything about Jonas Brandon? No, I don't think so. And then he said, what is most frustrating is when he Googles himself.
Yeah.
IMDb switched the names, apparently. So they've got his real name. So now whenever you Google Brandon Eaves, the first thing that shows up like in an image search is to a T.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing unless you are not wanting to put out an image of being a very homosexual man, because he plays a homosexual man in this movie.
Yeah.
And so whenever someone Googles him now, that's the very first thing that they see is him riding another man.
Yeah, I
didn't know that.
I actually talked to when I was in Nashville, I talked to Matt Riddlehoover, the director of 2 a T, mm-hmm. Brandon and I did a movie with called Bookends, and he was talking.
I catered that.
Yeah, you catered it.
My bread pudding is in that movie.
We're gonna do an audio commentary track, actually.
I love it.
Yeah, where we riff on that movie. Do you want to do it with us?
I'm in. Absolutely. And Matt knows my opinion. I think that I even said it, you know, it was good for a weekend's worth of work. Basically, we shot it over 2 weekends. And it was, I don't know, or my scenes were actually just 2 days or something like that.
I was about to say that was a really interesting way to. It was a good weekend's work.
We shot it over two weekends.
I need my weekend.
It is definitely damning with faint praise, and I think 2 a T is much better. And he was very young at the time, and he's putting out better stuff now, like, you know, Scenes from a Gay Marriage and stuff like that. But I like Matt a lot, and I think that he's got a really good vision. We had lunch, and we're sitting down talking about there was a project that he wanted to work with me on. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, man, let's do this. And I got home. I don't know, back to Atlanta, and for some reason looked at my IMDb, and on my IMDb now it says Bookends, Rooney's World, Untitled Matt Riddlehoover Project. So I'm booked for the Untitled Matt Riddlehoover project
yeah.
in 2014. Nice. So heads up, you guys.
So I've got, it's nice, I'm going to have 2 good IMDb links in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. But no, I was not pissed.
Good.
Yeah.
Because we were worried that
I don't get pissed. Yeah. I get even.
Yeah.
Punch at the mic.
That's what we're really worried about. I can't tell you how many wolves I bought.
Well, hope you're prepared to waste your fucking money, dog.
I would love to see your face if, like, I pulled a chain and then, like, 8 cages just fell out of the ceiling.
I would love to see your face when I kill them all. Fuck. We did not anticipate this.
He did it, I guess.
All right.
I think it would be a face of elation. I'm sure I paid good money for those wolves, but at the same time,
that's a really impressive thing to say.
Yeah, that's a show.
Live stream Jacob buying 8 wolves on Twitch.
Go to twitchtv.com/tadpog/wolf fighting.
All right, anything else you want to say, Jacob?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know if you want to follow my acting career. Still to this day, I don't believe that anyone has followed my actor page for my appearances on Tadpog.
Lord Mike.
So
Lord Mike, do that.
Micah might have. I don't know about that.
I'm willing to bet that if anybody did, it was Exalted Lord Mike. Because yeah. I'll have everyone here know that he is the only one who tweeted Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
And asked if he was going to Tadpog Crawl.
Oh, man.
So
that's awesome.
So that guy rocks.
Yeah. Mike is great. He is a wonderful supporter. He is the only one who I think might have liked my Facebook page. But if you want to like my Facebook page, it's facebook.com. So actually, I think it's probably easier to go to tinyurl.com/JacobYork. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Jake Hobster is my Twitter handle. If you want to see me on IMDb, I'm Jacob York, star of Rooney's World. If you want to see me in a play, I will be in January in Lombardy at Aurora Theater playing Hall of Fame halfback Jim Taylor. And then in April, I will be at the Shakespeare Tavern in Atlanta playing Macbeth in Macbeth. So there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. I guess that's it for me.
All right. But you want to answer some phone calls with us?
Sure. I'd love to.
Are you good?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, I got nothing but time.
I don't know if you think you're as funny as Josh. People really like the more when Josh dies.
God, I don't know.
Did.
I don't know if I'm as funny as Josh. I don't know if people. It's gonna be a huge blow to my ego if they like Josh's more than mine. That's not a lie. It's gonna be a massive blow to my ego. I'm gonna be really sad.
So I don't know whether or not I should ask people to let us know at Facebook or not, because I would hate to like. I would hate it if you couldn't invite wolves.
I will.
Like, I imagine that is the thing that would...
Like,
that
I,
would,
I unlike Tadpog.
Yeah.
never appear on the show again. All
right. Everyone tell Jacob that they really liked his episode better than Josh's.
I'm fucking fragile as shit, you guys.
Even, especially Josh. Josh, please message Jacob.
You did so much better than me. I'm very jealous.
All right, first call.
Tadpog, this is Brad from California. I left you an iTunes review under the name Baby Dibs about 6 months ago. You guys said Baby Deebs on the show, but it's Baby Dibs.
We're dumb.
Your story the other a few episodes back about the posting the Google search history to Facebook reminded me of something that happened probably a year ago with my wife and I. I read on NeoGAF that Google had attached to your Google account had saved your search histories dating back to the start of your Google account, so probably 04, 05, and that the deadline to have it deleted from your Google account was like the following weekend or something. So I went and I did it on my account because I don't want them to keep a search history dating back to 2004. And then I told my wife, I said, hey, wife, did you know that Google keeps your search history back to 04? And she said, oh, really? That's really interesting. So as she's going to look it up, I think and I remember, wait a minute, I lived with my wife pretty much. She was then my girlfriend, then fiance, in like 2004 at college. And her computer was the only one that we used. So if I was on there and I searched for something untoward, it would still be on her name if she was logged in. So she's going back to 2004. She's looking at one page, nothing. And she's looking at the next page. Oh, look at this. This is interesting. And then after about the third page with no problems, I actually said out loud, well, I think you should just go ahead and delete it now.
Guess everything checks out.
That, you know, I didn't save something. She's going to keep looking at it until she finds some horrible search in 2004 that I did and didn't delete all of her searches on her Gmail account. So finally she deleted it. There's no great climax of the story, but she deleted it. But man, I was sweating hard. anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny. But your show's great. I've been listening since about episode 5, and it's fantastic. Look forward to it every week. And keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Awesome.
That's awesome,
Thank you, Baby Dibs.
Yes, very much.
I couldn't understand his name because I feel like it cut out for a second. So, Baby Dibs.
Brad? Was thank it Brad?
It cut out for a little bit. I can play it again.
No, it's all right. Baby Dibs it is.
Baby Dibs. He clarified, so that's what we'll call him.
Google Translate says Brad, but the call I did feel like kind of clipped a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Baby Dibs. Tadpog loves you too. Mm-hmm. I can speak for them.
Well, I mean, he likes the show. He doesn't have any criticism.
See, there was honestly a second when during his phone call that I was like, am I like Tadpog's antagonist? Am I like the bad guy of Tadpog that's like shows up in a suit and I'm like, listen, you guys, if you really want to appeal to the masses, you'll calm it down a little. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I'm like the fucking bad guy from Karate Kid 3. Like that, you know, comes back for retrains John Kreese. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be fun living Uncle Jacob, but I'm not, obviously. I'm starch shirt Uncle Jacob. I'm like the fucking, instead of like Uncle Jesse, I'm like the uncle from Home Alone that's singing in the shower. I don't want to be that guy. You guys, let's talk about buttholes more. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Having to come to Jesus moment.
We got another call. This is from your buddy from Fatal Fury.
Oh.
Tyler, Dave, St. Zach here. I was just calling because last night I was visiting with some family for Christmas. And Mom and I decided to go to the movies. Well, as one does, you know, you just get in the habit of things. I throw on Tadpog. I was like, oh, nice. This is Tyler and Dave. You know, you remember from Murray and my friends? Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
Have you listened to this before? I think she said that because the stuff that was coming out from the second episode of The Walking Dead, episode or part 2 or chapter 2, whatever the fuck we decide to call it, it was very crude in my mind, and although she was laughing and giggling, I think that first part really turned her off, so like everyone else's mother, you should not let your mother listen to Tadpog.
Hashtag nasty.
It's just going to open a can of worms that you really do not want. And the whole scooter references, and she didn't really get it at first, but then she was like, oh, okay, it's the kind of crap that comes out of your mouth. So anyway,
scooter eventually.
Fun and had to go lucky.
Oh, okay, it's like a penis.
I'm gonna say this wrong. Girl, glitter, gold, bless.
He definitely sounded drunk when he said girl glitter.
Everyone
girl,
does.
Girl glitter gold blast. Bill Brasky.
Thank you, St. Zach.
I think that Zach's phone calls to you guys are so cute because it's like, I just wanted to call and check up on Tadpog. Just wanted to tell you about something that's happening in my life. Anyway... love you, bye. I just think it's so cute.
I love him. I love him. I would feel lonely, honestly, if we didn't get a call from St. Zach.
Cute little phone call.
We need to hear from St. Zach and Exalted Lord Michael Perdue. We need those every week.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Because I'm not 100% sure this last call we got is from
Exalted Lord.
Well, it's Christmas.
It is
Christmas, that's true.
So let's see who we've
Pass.
Got. I think we've got our buddy.
Someone text him.
Okay.
Quick.
Greetings, Tadpog. It is Tony calling to answer some of your questions.
We're not listening to this for the second time or anything.
The town that looks like it would be pronounced Leicestershire is pronounced Leicestershire. That's how you would pronounce that word, Leicestershire. The mixture of random soda flavors or snow cone flavors into one super flavor. I always call that disgusting. That's the flavor that I, or the word that I used to describe that mixture whenever I was a kid. So it's disgusting, or it's what the stupid kids did who didn't like delicious soda or yummy snow cone flavors. And the question I have for you guys is, who do you think Jon Snow's mother is in A Song of Ice and Fire or Game of Thrones, whatever you want to call it? All right, guys. I have a suggestion. Maybe for the future with sports games, because I always found sports games were most entertaining when you played it against someone else, because then you could make fun of them whenever you shamed them in the game in some way. Maybe you guys should try to only play sports games in a co-op mode, or a versus mode rather, not a co-op mode, to enhance your experience with the game. Maybe you guys would like the sports games a little better if you could beat up on each other. Alright guys, keep up the good work. Happy New Year, and I will be listening.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bersario Tony.
I think it's a good suggestion to play sports games together.
Mm-hmm.
Although, the problem with that is... neither of us are really good at them, so I think it would take even longer for us to get through them. It's nice when we've got Jacob and Miller here to play NHL. But,
yeah, man.
But other than that...
we're friends.
Yeah. I don't want to answer your question because I am still on the fourth book of the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So no matter what I say, my answer is going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
I have an answer, but it's... semi-spoilerific for you.
Yeah, and I stopped reading them, and I'm to the point now where I just watched the HBO show, because I got really bored with reading the books, so it would probably be spoilery to me as well, obviously.
So Tony, I will message you my response, what I think is going
say
on
it in
with
code.
Jon Snow.
Say it in code without spoiling it for Jacob or me. Encrypt this shit on the fly.
Someone.
Parents, characters seen but not heard.
What? I totally didn't understand that.
Yeah.
And if Tony understood it, that's amazing.
So yep. Good luck, Tony.
Yep.
get out your Tadpog decoder ring. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Christmas.
I guess we have anything else?
No, that's
it. I read the outro.
You don't have so many more questions for me? You don't?
I mean,
have
we could.
Infinite questions
we could.
To ask
I could
me?
Ask so many more questions.
Two and a half hour
questions.
Special. exactly what Dave loves about podcasts when they talk for 4 hours.
It is my favorite part. I do enjoy a 7-hour podcast.
I want you to guarantee me that we'll get interview special part two of Jacob. I want you to guarantee me before I leave. Swear to God.
We could probably do that.
We didn't thank people because I didn't get them ready for you before the show.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I guess we'll do that again Wednesday.
I like it.
That works for me.
We'll thank people for Ken Griffey, which we're still getting those in because of Christmas threw things off.
Yeah. It was really just released today, wasn't it?
No, it came out yesterday, but I didn't bother to post it until today.
Okay.
Because, you know, Christmas dog.
I get it. Christmas dog.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So it makes the next episode, we'll be talking about IGN's 51st ranked game, Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ooh, it's got good music.
It does.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe, give the show a 5-star rating, write a review. Good stuff happens. That's all I got to say. Good stuff happens. And that is all I have to say.
Good stuff normally happens. I still have to mail your Goosebumps book, Wayward Cross. I haven't forgotten about you. I've got the book pulled aside. It's just that we haven't signed it yet.
After church, we will hag. Hug. Tyler could cut you down so bad.
That is specifically for Wayward Cross.
The inscription in my Goosebumps book is just for Wayward Cross.
No one else. If he says it's okay, then we can read it on the air. But otherwise, mm-mm.
This is stupid. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys, you're so fat, you sat on a nickel.
And
a booger came. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jacob.
That's Wayward Crosses.
Sorry, Wayward Cross. That's my B.
Hey, guys. If you can't get enough Tadpog, which, trust me, I know you can't.
Then request another hour and a half long interview with me.
In fact, if you don't, I believe Jacob will take it as a personal offense.
I'm going to be really sad, you guys.
In the meantime, you can find us at tadpog.com. That's where all the show notes live. And we'll have Jacob's IMDb link there for you to go and check out. And Brandon's IMDb link. And he's going to be mad.
Yep.
But he never listens this far, so he won't even know.
Yep.
We'll be fine. Just no one say anything to him, okay? you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. That's where all the cool people who listen hang out and post art and cool shit like that. It's also where the moms don't go.
Don't go there.
Where the moms don't go.
Right?
No moms allowed.
I'm going to send you the bookends trailer so that everyone can see what fat Jacob looked like too.
Yeah. We can put the 2OT trailer and the bookends trailer.
Let's do it.
This is gonna get some good show notes.
Amazon Associates. I'm sure you can get both those movies on Amazon, right?
You can.
So there
you
we go.
You absolutely can.
So if anyone wants to purchase them, they can, and we'll get a 2% kickback.
Yep. And Matt Riddlehoover will be very happy to know that his stuff is getting seen. I would actually love it if that is definitely a thing that Lord Mike should do. Is rent bookends so that he can see two former Tadpog guest hosts acting together and see your bread pudding, Tyrone.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a real super fan, you're going to rent bookends on Amazon Prime.
God, I feel fucking slimy.
Four Tadpog points.
I feel slimy. Ugh.
Somebody, if you do that, call in with a review. Please. Please.
Oh, man. I have not seen.
We got a phone number.
We do have a phone number. What is it?
So if you want to call Tadpog, leave a review for bookends, just talk to us, ask us questions, anything. 270-883-2555. You can email us, ask us a question. We'll read it on the air. Tyler@tadpog.com. Dave@tadpog.com.
Send us corrections.
Tyler@dave.com.
Or Jacob@tadpog.com.
Jacob@tadpog.com.
I don't know.
He's looking at Dave.
You want a Tadpog address? You can have one.
Yeah, duh.
I'm just giving them out.
Duh, like, of course
fucking,
I do.
We're like fucking Oprah here. Who wants a Tadpog address?
I want a Jacob@tadpog.com just so that I'm pretty sure I'm going to start receiving hate mail now that everyone's figured out that I'm the antagonist.
And then we can read that.
Fuck you. Tadpog, stay what it is.
We want more gooters. Fuck you, Jacob.
Pirate radio. Tadpog, wow. Free Tadpog forever.
That was a weird outburst from everybody.
We're just excited to be in the same room with each other. I haven't seen you guys basically the entire time that I've been in town.
Not since the last time you recorded.
I've been an infirm.
No, so yeah, I get
it. It's probably good. Have you had your flu shot, by the way?
I'm really excited about being here.
Jacob is against, Jacob's with stands with Jeannie McCarthy against vaccinations.
Oh my God, she's the dumbest person in the history of the planet. I hate her so much. I hate her so much. If for some reason Jeannie McCarthy is listening, like you're
she is a big fan of the show.
She's a huge
you're
fan.
Everything that's wrong with this planet.
I've got a I'll save it.
All right,
I've got a Jeannie McCarthy story. Yeah. I have to make I have to ask the person if I'm okay to if I'm allowed to say it.
The first time I saw her naked, I was sad. I was disappointed.
Really, you were disappointed.
It's not like I was just like sad. Oh. Like, you know what? Help me out here.
You know, tears pouring down your face.
Just collapse on the floor.
This is like. You see Tyro's looking at her and he's just getting like flashes of Jonestown.
I was thinking he was like a gang mother. It like opens the door and the cop's standing there.
And she's Tyrone's like got the cop's lapels like his shirt. He's collapsing into her.
All right. Until next time, Ted Hawk Nation.
Tropical Capricorn.
Oh, and our song Smooths by Sycamore Rock.
I'm definitely
yeah,
going to get
it's sick. In the show notes.
See ya.
Wait, it's 12/26.
12/26. 2013.
There we go. Copyright. So that's where you're doing it.
Basically, the idea behind Hong Dong Chili is that. It's super racist on purpose. It's the idea that...
Oh, that makes it okay.
Yeah. There is a... but I've decided it lives in the same world as 47 Ronin.
Okay.
Because it's... In my mind, it stars Johnny Knoxville and Jason Statham. Johnny Knoxville is kind of like a go-nowhere sort of guy, and his best friend is Jason Statham, who is a manager slash performer at a male strip club in somewhere in middle America. And
this is a companion piece
to 47 Ronin. It lives in the same world. It lives in the same universe.
So what? It's like thousands of years later. Or?
Yeah, okay. Kind of. Although Hong Dong Chili I just saw the connection and I was like, oh, had the idea for Hong Dong Chili.
Is that
Chili
the restaurant that they work at?
Well, they don't work at it, but they go into it. And Johnny Knoxville has, like, within the last year, broken up with his girlfriend, played by Marion Cotillard, obviously. he goes into Hong Dong Chili, which is a Asian fusion hot dog restaurant. Uh-huh. And he sees a picture of his ex-girlfriend on the arm of the CEO of Hong Dong Chili, played by Tony Jaa from... Ong Bak, the Thai warrior. And he decides to fly to quote the Orient. Zach.
That's right. Can you cast him as one of the clerks at the restaurant?
The busboy yeah. In Hong Kong.
He'll be one of the male strippers. but he decides to fly to the Orient to get his girlfriend back.
Man.
And so there's a huge fight between Statham and Tony Jaa. And the only thing, and it's obviously like super racist, but it's racist in like weird ways in that one thing that is accepted in this world is that Asians can see the future in their dreams. Like that's just a... of course. Everyone knows that. So yeah, that's Hong Dong Chili. And it lives, it's thousands of years after 47 Ronin.